This recording, Jerusalem House, was given December 23rd in the evening, 2016. Immediately the day after the December 22nd UN resolution, basically denying Israel's existence and Jerusalem being enabled by, perpetrated by Barack Obama, Barry Sotoro. I need to give a caveat here and let you know that I'm intensely passionate about this issue because God has burned it in my heart. He's taken me back and forth to Israel many, many, many times, taking people, influenced people, talked it, discussed it, because the scripture says my eyes and my heart are always here in this place. This is what the Lord said to Solomon when he dedicated the temple and the Shekinah glory showed up. God's heart is always there. And when I go, I often feel the heart of God, the brokenness or the pain or the suffering. She's adulterous. And I often feel like a battered wife who can't detox herself from her husband who is continually abusing her. And yet she goes back thinking, well, maybe my love can change him. And it's because of God's love for me that while I was yet a sinner, he revealed himself to me and saved me and delivered me and healed me and wrote righteousness through obedience in my heart to him. Excuse me. And it's for these reasons that I'm drawn and sent. And I realized that the Jews were brought back, according to Ezekiel, to the land in unbelief. So they're in a different position than I am. I have a greater revelation of God than they do. And I understand the prophecies about how God's going to deal with them, including their half-brothers, the Arabs or the Muslims, however, daughters, you know, the children of Ishmael. And that's another whole subject. But we love them because God's love is shed abroad in our hearts. I suggest you can look at the House of Solomon and get more insight into the idolatry that operates over God's eternal, or Yeshua, the King of the Jews. My King is a Jew, and my Creator, he was a Jew when he became the Word made flesh. You can look at some links to the prayer of release for Freemasonry, how to break off the vows of death and curses. These are vows that those who are high-level operatives in influence in government and positions, economic, etc., in Israel have brought on. It grieves God's heart that they have brought this on themselves in part. Not all Jews, but the majority of them. And they've also invited in the dragon from the east, the dragon of prosperity and seduction and deception through dragon boat races and treaties and alliances, just as I cover in the House of Solomon, which is in my schedule pages, I believe under Israeli, in the fall 2016. So our hearts are breaking with love. It's intense with passion because Jesus is burning with a passion to reclaim in this year of Jubilee the title deed for what belongs to him. As Hosea said, as Jeremiah said, this is lamentations and weeping because of the things that are happening to his people, but he had nothing to do with it. He gave them their free will, but he will deliver them, all who are on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem in that day. So be blessed. And as January 15th rolls around, 70 nations are meeting in Paris through the arm of Obama to repudiate and bring the Palestinian state solution in, as the Pope has already declared. I think it was in 2013 or 2014. I believe it's 2014. So in their eyes, this is a done deal. They're just going to let the rest of the world know it, including Netanyahu and Abbas. Lord, have mercy on the world. Have a happy new year. Jesus is coming. the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the King of the Jews is coming.